Maricopa County is growing, as is discussion about sustainability and trying to mitigate the impacts of summer heat. County Supervisor Steve Chukri has been talking and writing about this, and he joins me now. Supervisor Chukri, what's prompted you to take up this issue?
Well, as a native of Arizona and being born and raised right in Mesa, I've not been a stranger to our summers, right? None of us have who have lived here a good while. But as we grow, and I should share with you that Maricopa County is the fastest growing county now for two consecutive years, 2016 and 17. I think as responsible thought leaders, we need to start looking at what is causing this heat index to go up. What is causing, sadly, more and more people to die of heat-related deaths? So I look at it as a leader here in Maricopa County and also as a native to say that we need to start paying attention to this.
I'm wondering about the role of the county government in this, because it seems like a lot of people talk about what cities are doing or what the state is doing, or in some cases what the federal government is doing. It seems like the county is sometimes maybe forgotten in these conversations.
Well, maybe not forgotten, but maybe misunderstood. I think people sometimes don't understand the county, all 15 counties here in the state are really an arm of the government and the state government. And when you look at it as a bridge between local municipalities and the state, I think people get a better idea and understanding of just what we do. But look, we've got an air quality department that has a lot of responsibility, that has federal mandates that come down that is relative to our air quality. So this is really just one spoke in the wheel of many things that we are responsible for as a county.
Well, so how much, I guess, can county supervisors and other county officials do in this regard? And how much are you either reliant on other levels of government or at least reliant on working with other levels of government on?
Well, I think we work very well with all governments. I think what we're trying to do, to answer your question very directly, is we're trying to lead. We're trying to lead on a very important cause. When we have that many people coming to Arizona, they're coming here for a multitude of reasons. Maybe it's a new job. Maybe it's for our weather. Maybe it's to start a new company. Whatever it might be, when we see this heat index each and every year start to creep up, we've got to pay attention to that, because if we start to lose our population base, if we start to see people doing the opposite, moving away or not coming to Arizona, we're going to have a real problem.
Yeah, I'm wondering about that, because it seems like you're really trying to talk to not just people who live here who are dealing with the heat, but people who also are thinking about coming here, who are thinking about how they are going to also deal with the heat.
Precisely. And what we're seeing, and trust me, I'm no scientist. I won't even tell you what I made in grades by way of science. But I do know this. I do see this heat index creeping up. I do know that, sadly, we're seeing heat-related deaths rise. And as much as I love this state, I think that we have to make sure we're looking to the future. So as part of that, we've been working with ASU and Dr. Crow and trying to figure this out. Is the answer having more tree-lined streets in the urban core and the downtowns? Is it doing some of the things that I'm sure you're familiar with, what we're doing with solar technologies and using the natural light and other things to help us instead of depending on, you know, just the lights that are in every office? And what we found is, hey, this can really pay dividends. This can pay dividends if we just put our mind to these obvious uses that solar panels have been around for a long time. But also what we're doing with science as it relates to Arizona State University is trying to pinpoint exactly what is it? Is it more cement buildings going up? Or could it be what we're told, some of the fumes or exhaust coming off air conditioning units? Is that really the cause, right? So it's better to start studying it now in a proactive stance than to be reactive and say, what are we going to do?
I'm wondering about what you think is the role of government, be it county or any other level, when you're dealing with this specific issue relative to just having maybe people plant more trees on their own, or, you know, when they build their house, or if somebody's putting up an office building, to make sure it's using materials that could cool things down. And what's the role of government versus the role of sort of private citizens?
Well, I think I look at it as a partnership. So what is our role? I think our role is very limited as it relates to in being invasive in someone's day-to-day life. However, do we have a responsibility? And I think Ronald Reagan had said this best as president. You know, the government needs to get out of the way, but we also need to be innovative. And I see our role in this case more as a partnership with the public to say, hey, let us tell you some of these things that are working. Let us tell you how we're putting your tax dollars to good use. And maybe some of these simple things, we've had former governors turn it down by 2 degrees. I don't know if you remember those ads not too long ago. That's what our role is. I think one to partner and one to educate from what we know that could bring about the better good for all of not just Maricopa County, but Arizona.
How do you evaluate the costs of some of these technologies in terms of when it's appropriate and effective and efficient to spend the money to do some of these things and when maybe it's not?
Well, let me give you one example. Let's talk about our jail. What we're seeing now is we're able to use thermal heat, solar thermal heat, and that's representative of about 53% of just heating the water. So think about that. We all get utility bills every month, right? And so that, I think, is it's doing the public good by saving tax dollars, but also I think it's doing our air quality. It's doing all the other natural benefits that come with that good. So what I hope for is not one or the other. Look, as a good conservative Republican, I want to save money, right? But if we can save money while still doing our air quality good, while still doing the other simple things we take for granted to enhance them and to enhance one's way of life here, I think that's just the trifecta for me.
All right. That's Maricopa County Supervisor Steve Chukri. Thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.